Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think right now, as my season is going, I don't think anybody's going to take a chance on me. You know, I just focus on, you know, in trying to get better. I can't think of anything else.
Why does this make me so sad to hear Billy Russo speak through Luis Robert when it comes to the situation that is in front of him and whether or not we think that there's a possibility that he could bring the Sox something in return at the trade deadline? This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you as we talk White Sox, because unfortunately, in a Sox series that not only had me completely wrong in that I thought they had a chance to sweep the Orioles, instead the Orioles swept them, but to add to the frustration and perhaps to illustrate the concern in that actual series itself, Luis Robert went 0 for 10 in the series and had 7 strikeouts. 7 of your 10 at-bats are strikeouts. You can even tell, and Billy has been Luis's translator for a long time, the just sadness when you hear not only how it's said, but him understanding where he's at in his baseball career right now.
Quite frankly, Lila, he's at the bottom of his baseball career. This is a guy who was a 5-win player just and an all-star just a few seasons ago. Back in 2023, we were looking at him as like, okay, they at least have that. That is something that they can depend on. And then you see him only playing in 100 games last year, dealing with injury, batting .224. And you were thinking, okay, but if he has a bounce back first half of this year, he's going to be a really valuable contract because he was only owed, what, $20 million a year going forward for the next couple of seasons? And we've devolved to the point where this man, who's hitting .180, with a .270 on base percentage and slugging under .300. He has a .561 OPS.
Oh, gosh.
His OPS plus is .61. We're to the point now where with his .1 WAR through 54 games, it's looking like the Sox not only are not going to be able to trade him for anything, but that they'll just simply pay the buyout and let him walk at the end of the season.
The slash line for the first 2 months of the season. 180, 270, 291.
It's not good.
It's heartbreaking.
He is leading the league in stolen bases, though. He has 21.
Yeah, because he has talent. And that's going to be the, I guess at this point, when these are your options, that's going to be the rub, is that you know he's got tools. You've seen them for yourself. How much of this is being on this team? How much of this was putting a lot of the responsibility of these teams on himself? And then seeing what we're seeing now in these late stages this past season and then what we saw previously. I will never forget the image of him I think it was the end of the 22 season, or maybe it was 23, just doing what he absolutely could. It was 23. And swinging with like one hand because he was injured and just trying to make something happen, knowing that it wasn't going to. And knowing that he was injured and just doing what he thought he was doing to help the team at the time. And what's disturbing to me is understanding that he hasn't had a year like 2023 since. And that wasn't even his best. That's the saddest part about all of this, is his raw talent and what he meant to the Sox, and how it's indicative of their offensive failures in a way where he doesn't even have enough value for them to flip him for something that they could get that's reasonable. And they have taken it on the chin in some of these trades when it comes to return. You know, I've argued that they could have gotten more in various deals, and I still believe that. You know, for the example, the Garrett Crochet one, I think they got an excellent return. But the point is, at this juncture in time, what's best for him is a different team, and what's best for the Sox is a different team. But as far as the value of the transaction, I don't think it's going to be a lot.
The Sox got 7 hits yesterday. Remember, I told you I thought they were turning a corner just a couple of weeks ago, right?
We legit thought that this was their best chance to sweep.
Well, and the reason why I thought they were turning a corner is, like, listen, Mike Tauchman's about to be up, and people laughed at me when I said that. Andrew Benintendi's about to be back up. People laughed at me. Those guys are getting the job done. Again, another couple of hits for Tauchman. He's batting 372 this season. Benintendi, he's 2-for-4. What stood out about the lineup yesterday?
Andrew Benintendi has value right now, whether or not you want to admit it.
Yeah, you can trade him and get something. He's more valuable than Luis Robert Jr.
I got some DMs that called me crazy, and I was like, nope, he's got value right now, and you know it.
But the biggest takeaway from yesterday's lineup, Layla, honestly, as I watched the White Sox try to claw back from a 3-1 deficit, they had Luis Robert Jr. batting in the 7 hole for the first time this season. That is a fall from grace right there. A top third of the lineup hitter now batting in the 7 hole. And you can't really make an argument of why he shouldn't bat 7th or lower.
No, it all makes sense when you consider what's gone on for the last 2 months. And even other observers of the White Sox that we love, know, and trust, like Josh Nelson, you can hear the sadness even in the tweets that he posts. You know, yesterday he said once a player reaches 5 years of service time, the MLB club needs consent from the player before optioning to AAA. I don't think Robert would consent being sent to Charlotte, but I could be wrong. If it comes down to that, his agent may ask for him to be placed on waivers. Just the sadness in even discussing this. One of the other things he posted was, and this is why I was thinking, oh, this is another piece of evidence in a very sad argument, is when Josh Nelson says, I'm not sure what the best play is anymore. Yes! Yes! It just hits me in a dark place where I'm just looking off into the abyss, sad. Because when your fellow White Sox observers also don't know what to do, What do you do?
Let me pose it to you. What would you do right now to address Luis Robert Jr.? What is the next course of action for you if you were the general manager of the Chicago White Sox?
You know how we were just playing the sound bites from Rick Hahn on MLB Network talking about the Fernando Tatis trade? You don't want to have that happen. That's what you're trying to avoid as a GM. Two very different situations.
Wait, I'm going to say, when you say that to happen, what would that look like for Luis Robert Jr. right now?
You don't want to give up a real star and not get anything in return. But in this case, I think...
Are you giving up or are you giving up on?
Well, it's not just that. It's your job as a GM is to get value for your team. Your job is to add assets to your team. And if you have a known asset, even though he hasn't performed for your team, you're still trying to do what you can. The problem is you're selling low.
But the problem with the whole you're selling low is, can he get higher? You talk about there's only one direction to go, and that's up. Are we sure he's just not going to stay where he is, though? That series was tough. You mentioned it. Over 10, but it's the 7 strikeouts, and it's watching the at-bats, where he looks miffed, to say the least, at the plate.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy at this point. When you're convinced that this is who you are and you're trying and you know you're trying.
Remember when they asked him about his trade value?
Yes, it was one of the saddest things I've heard.
And he talked about, can't imagine anybody would want me right now.
I think right now, as my season is going, I don't think anybody's going to take a chance on me. You know, I just focus on, you know, in trying to get better. I can't think in anything else.
When you consider what's happened to T.A., Yoan Moncada, Eloy Jimenez, and Luis Robert.
This is like the Detroit Lions thing, but different.
It's almost like they're cursed.
Dude, what? Shrapnel, why? What?
Like how Detroit,
I get in this?
If you're a good player in Detroit, you just retire early. That's what you do. You go away.
I mean, why did Frank Ragnow decide? I mean, he gave a pretty
29.
Compelling argument.
Yeah, couldn't he do this for
Instagram?
Free agency? Like, I love Frank, but come on, dude. Like, we should have Drew Dolman. Like, not you guys. We should have Drew Dolman.
Wow. This, why are you entitled to Drew Dolman?
You are delusional.
Why are
right
you entitled
now?
To Drew Dolman?
Because we're big ballers. We're in the window. There are so many windows to get a Super Bowl. The Lions are in that window.
The Bears are in that
window. Do you want me to show you the tape of the
window.
Commanders game?
That was a tough watch. Let me tell you, that was a tough watch. I felt more pain in that thing, but we are in that window right now.
Who came closer to beating the Commanders last season? The Lions or the Bears?
I mean, come on. I mean, two completely different things right there.
Were they?
Yeah,
okay. One was a play. I understand.
One was decided on one play, and one was decided before the half was over.
We were 15-2. We were the best team in the NFL until that game. It was a horrible game.
Hang the banner.
Also, Ben Johnson called that game. If we want to, you know, do that. So,
wow.
You had 16 players on injured reserve. You're getting Aiden Hutchinson back. You do not deserve to have Frank or Drew Dolman because your center decided to retire.
Or Aaron Glenn. You don't deserve any of it. Just be happy you have players who can play. You have guys who have had all pro next to their name. Who on this?
Who among us?
Yeah. What? I'm not trying to hear.
You got Javi Baez back.
You've got the best record in the major leagues.
You got 2017 Javi Baez.
Tariq Skubal.
Do I need to keep going? Detroit's up right now.
That's the reigning Cy Young Award winner, right?
If you think about it right now.
They develop pitching. They do that.
I don't want to go in my homer mode, but if you think about it right now, every Detroit team is better than every Chicago team. And for me, like even as a Detroit person, I don't know how that's possible.
This wasn't even about you. This was about Luis Robert.
Yeah, you made it about you.
Sorry. No, you said, no, we took, I took shrapnel. I came in there.
There's no shrapnel.
Luis Robert is 27. Frank Ragnow is 29. Like that's my point about wasted opportunities and what I think is still some valuable talent here. Unfortunately, I think the Sox are going to have to take it on the chin even more when it comes to Luis Robert.
So you think that he's gone for nothing? That's your guess. He's gone for nothing.
Is it like what happened you know, in 2021 at the deadline with like the Bryant Baez Rizzo situation? No, I don't, because he doesn't demand enough in return.
So there's two months for him to figure this out. Will he be given the 2 months to figure it out? That's really the question, is when we approach the trade deadline, will he still be on the White Sox roster playing to improve his trade stock?
For whatever reason, the sadness of when I read that tweet from Josh Nelson.
I felt that too. Maybe it was the way, like, you read it and dramatized it, but I felt
it. I'm not sure what the best play is anymore.
I mean, so if I asked you what you would do if you were the GM, Chris Getz, here's what I would do.
I think you have to move on.
I would first be like, are you willing to try to figure this out? We don't want to be in a situation where your money that's could have been guaranteed for next year is instead a buyout of $5 million. Are you willing to go to AAA and try to figure this stuff out? And if he's willing to do it, I think that's the route you go right now with Luis Robert Jr. That's what they should do. That's what they should do. I don't, because I just can wake up next opening day and just see him gliding around center field for some other team and being a productive Major League Baseball player and being like, the White Sox got nothing for that guy. I don't see this as a Tim Anderson.
Well, that's what happened with Eric Fetty, who's still shoving for the Cardinals.
No, but Fetty, they at least traded and got stuff back for him.
No, they didn't. They got three dudes from the Dodgers.
I'm saying they got stuff back.
They could have gotten something from the Cardinals, too. That's typically how these things go.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, but to get nothing is to get nothing. I don't want a situation where the White Sox get nothing for Luis Robert Jr. and he's out here contributing in a major league way on a major league baseball team.
But that's what's likely going to happen now. It's sunk cost.
But that's why, since you know that's what's probably going to happen, do everything in your power to make sure that's not the only end result. There are other possibilities. Explore every avenue, including asking the player, hey, do you want to fix this? We'll let you go down and fix this. If he says no, then yes, you're probably stuck.
It's almost like they were cursed. Like, they need to all be saged or something.
No, we've got the Pope. We're good.
Can the Pope save Luis Robert Jr.? My column.
That's maybe a fair enough question. Also, the text line is very mad at you, as is Twitch.
Yeah, I'm going to apologize. I kind of crashed out there.
708. Stop it. Last year was the beginning of the end of the Lions window. You obviously just don't know it yet.
I went Detroit meatball right there as soon as
Dang, 708. They have Jason Benetti. They're really laying it on thick, huh?
Well, think about it. In my lifetime, I've seen Calvin Johnson be the best player and the best wide receiver retire. I've seen Justin Verlander and Miguel Cabrera play for my team. No championship. And, of course, Barry Sanders. Detroit is where people come to
die. Also seen a triple crown, have you not?
No, it was
don't forget David Price.
Zero championships for those amazing players.
Michigan won a national title. You're fine.
I hate Michigan.
Oh. Well,
why?
You're less fine.
I grew up a State fan.
If only there was some other sport they were good at, you know, like basketball.
I was five when they won their championship. I haven't seen one since.
They go to the late rounds of the tournament all the time. What's the problem?
He's just being a jerk right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize to the listener.
Oh, somebody texted him with a solution. 229, Robert goes on the IL with a lower body injury. I like the vagueness. We work on hitting basics for the 10 days, send him on a rehab stint to single A, double A, and triple A.
Not single A.
To build confidence and get him back for the Rocky
series. We're not
singing
Luis Robert Jr.
That is a solution.
To single A, but to bring him back in the Rocky series is genius. I will give you that.
This isn't bad. This isn't bad. And you know what the Rocky series is? Before
July 4th.
The trade deadline.
Fireworks, July 4th.
Luis Robert's Independence Day.
Okay, I'm with it, 229. I'm with it.
I love a good plan.
Yeah, and 708 right below that. 2 months to figure it out. He sucked for years at this point. Come on. Year. He was an all-star in 2023. That's the year before last.
It just feels like that because of what's happened. Do you want me to remind you about the time that batters were walked intentionally mid at bat when there were two strikes in the count? Do we want to go there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.